Okay, we are up to Siman Tov Nun Tes. We start at Seif Beis. I do want to just recap from the beginning of Seif Beis. Just, I know we learned the first part of it, but just to see everything in one go might make more sense. So here we go. Seif Beis, page Nun Vav in our editions. Lo yanicha isa b'loy esek. You may not leave the dough without working on it. Even one moment. The Kolzman, she is asking boy, as long as you're working on the dough, even the entire day, it will not become chometz. We spoke extensively about this point yesterday. As long as the dough is being worked on, it cannot and will not become chometz. If, however, you left the dough untouched, shear mill, the amount of time of a mill, have a chometz, it will become chometz. What is a mill? The shear mill have a revis, show it's a quarter of an hour, the chelik me'asrim in a show plus 3 minutes. So within 18 minutes, it shall become chometz if it's untouched. We discussed yesterday that there is opinions that hold that it's not necessarily 18 minutes, but it goes all the way up till
24.
Yes, 24 minutes.
Where did the 80 minutes come from?
Because it's a one way of calculating. It's the most common way of calculating. But it can be 22 or 24 minutes. And one should be stringent and be careful. Lemayr to hurry. When you do the matzahs, do hurry up. Because we are concerned and we are considering the opinions. Shashir is it's time for the shear mill that the breaks, let's not call it breaks, intervals, how should we call it? The interruptions, that's the word, yes. That's the key word. That the interruptions will add up to 18 minutes. In other words, if you leave it for 9 minutes, and then you go back and you work on it, and then you leave it again for 9 minutes, so you've got altogether 18 minutes of having unattended and untouched dough. But it wasn't in one go. Does that become chometz? Yes or no? So we learned yesterday that
it does
add up.
Sorry.
It does add up, and it will become chometz. Now, is that a shame? Oisha b'mokrim cham, top of page 112. Or if it is in a warm place, shememal achmetz, it becomes quicker chometz. And this is again a very important halacha that the dough has to remain cool and in a cold place before it reaches the oven. The oven, of course, should be very hot, but before reaching the oven, it should be cool, because if it gets warm, more on that in a minute, if it's warm, what would be the problem if it's warm? Well, what's the problem?
Make it heat.
Exactly, that's got to do.
So
you can
in
have
Israel,
to.
They must, in Israel, have
they air condition the rooms, or they at least they, yeah, the air condition.
They have windows, or don't they have?
It's normally, nowadays, it's normally air conditioned. It's normally air conditioned, or you, at least you leave it, you do it in another room, and it has to be cold.
Because the sun could even, you know, if the sun shines in through the window.
Absolutely, yes, it will get hot. So you have to make sure that it's the temperature. There are temperature controlled rooms. There are nowadays, especially the bigger plants, the bigger manufacturers, the temperature is controlled, and they make sure that it really is cool until it hits the oven. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'achashen is asku bevotzek. What happens if a person was busy with the dough? Bevotzek when he's chamem beyodayim and he got warm through the natural heat of the hands and the natural heat of working on it. So it's very nice and good to say keep the dough cold, keep it cool, keep it. It's not going to, if you're doing it properly, then obviously the warmth of the hands is going to warm up the dough. And here comes the additional complexity. That, yes, it does get warm. The dough will reach a certain warmth. It's going to be, is it room temperature? Well, how, if you work on the dough, well, it was going to be probably body temperature, room temperature, body temperature pretty much. So, you therefore, it's true that as long as you're working on it, it's not going to become chametz despite the warmth. Because you're working on it, by definition. But if you were to leave it now, it's actually worse because you've got warm dough through the warmth of your hands. The dough has become warm, and therefore you may not leave it unattended even for a split second because it's going to become chametz. V'mischilu b'shtei isois ke'echot. V'ichmitza achas. What happens? If you dealt with two doughs, you dealt with two doughs. You dealt with two doughs. Simultaneously, one of them became chametz. If you started working on two doughs, one of them you've seen that became chametz. You should also assume, you must assume that the other dough also became chametz. Although he may not show signs of chametz, we mentioned yesterday that there are evident signs of the dough having become chametz. We haven't discussed the details of it, but we just mentioned the concept that actually chametz is something which is recognizable. So now, what happens if you've got two doughs? One of them, they started at the same time. You made one dough, you cut it into two. One on your left and one on your right. And one of them, you worked on it, but somehow things went sour. Very literally, some things went sour. And it became chametz. You got signs of chametz. Now you're looking at the second dough, which you started at the same time. There is no signs of it becoming chametz. Nevertheless, you have to assume that it's also chametz, despite the lack of evidence, because it started at the same time than the former, which has signs of chametz. V'michmitza ad sheish bo sedokim, and if it's got v'michmitza ad sheish bo sedokim, yeah. Now these are the initial. Let's talk about the signs of chametz. What are the signs of chametz? What are the signs of it becoming chametz? What are the signs of it becoming chametz? Set the Shulchan Aruch. V'michmitza ad sheish bo sedokim. Sedokim literally means cracks. Cracks. What does that mean, cracks in a dough? What does it mean, cracks? If you've got cracks in a dough?
Folds,
yeah. And I know what it means. When you've got dough, which you leave unattended, think about pizza dough, for instance.
Well, the mat has cracks.
The dough?
It's very hard to find a shoreline hand-baked one. They've all got
you're talking when it's baked?
Yeah,
I'm talking about not before it's baked.
Before it's baked. At what stage are we talking about?
The dough. The dough, you have dough, which you have prepared.
It's soft, how does it get cracked?
So it does.
Soft, it can't get cracked.
Yeah, so the dough is quite a solid kind of dough. If you leave it unattended, there will be cracks forming.
But then it's quite a solid kind of...
It's not a very liquidy dough. It's more solid dough. It will have cracks. That's, if you've got those cracks, you've got sedokim, it's chometz.
We need to visit a bakery.
We need to visit a bakery, absolutely. You know what, we can be moichel to visit the bakery as long as we take what comes out from there. Yeah, okay. So yes, even if the cracks are not joining, not merging, one crack goes into the wrong direction, and the other goes into the other direction, have a chametz, chametz considered complete chametz. You've got evidence of chametz, because it's cracks. Even if it goes into different directions, you've got evidence of chametz. For oichloin, somebody who eats it, chayav koros. It's chayav koros. This is real, real chametz. So dough, which has risen sufficiently that there's cracks forming, is absolute, real, undisputed chametz. The main boy said that. Now let's see if we can recognize this sign, this simon over here. The main boy said that. What if it hasn't reached that stage of having cracks? You've got dough, which hasn't got cracks yet, but elichsifoi. What does elichsifoi mean? Elichsifoi means perishin ishtanem arizo leloibel. Excuse me. Elichsifoi means nishtanem arizo, its appearance has changed the loiven to white. Ponov ke'odom she'omdu saroisov. As if for somebody's face says, ponov, a face, ke'odom, like a person, she'omdu saroisov, that its hair is standing up. Basically, somebody got a shock. He's freezing, he's freaking out. And that comes also with a pale face. That pale face, if you get a massive shock, you get pale. After you turn red. But the initial reaction is turning pale. That pale is, if you've got that pale, that is considered chsifoi, and that, if we translate that into a matzah, if it's got that whiteness, that paleness, is the word of paleness? Yes. Yeah? That paleness That paleness is also chametz. Means also it's become chametz. What does that mean? Have you seen dough that turns white? Dough turns white? Dough turns white? Turns pale? You seen? Pardon?
I just bought it from the bakery, ready-made.
Ready-made?
So I've never seen the process before.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be asking for help. Shulchan Aruch tells us that chametz is either if this cracks or if it turns white. The dough turns white. Do you know what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to?
It could be that the oven is...
Before baking. We're talking about the dough becoming chametz. And the sign of that is if the dough is turned white, you didn't left it unattended.
So we're just talking about flour.
It's probably something which develops after 10, 20, 30 minutes. The dough.
No other ingredients. No
flour and water.
No other ingredients.
Will it turn white at a point? Chaim?
Clay
turns white. Yeah, clay does turn white.
Hasn't been heated up at all at this point. It's just a mixture. It's just a mixture.
Just a mixture.
Room temperature.
Yeah.
Can we do the flour?
So that's if it turns white, Shulchan Aruch says, that is considered chametz.
It's left too long, it goes white.
Yeah, I'm in my mind, I can't picture it exactly turning white. I'm thinking about dough. I mean...
Isn't it always white, though?
Yes, it should be. You're right. Also, there's a certain, it's greyish, whitish, yeah. But it must be. I mean, I'm thinking about my wife baking challahs, so I'm thinking about it. I know clearly what the cracks are. When you let it dry, there will be cracks developing. But I think I think that the outer layer is probably a bit whiter than the inside. If you let it really rise for a while, I don't know. I have to check, but I think that it is. It does. The outer layer is whiter than the inside. Could that be? The outer layer, which you've got risen challah dough, is it not a bit whiter, perhaps? No? Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says this is a stage of chimutz. Stage of chimutz. Continues the Ramah, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah shortly. V'imamatzu asuya v'yoresh shaloi tovo leidei chimutz. If the matzah is... the dough is made, it's been prepared. V'yorein is concerned, he fears, sheloi tovo lidei chemutz, that it shouldn't become chametz. Muta leshavro, you now to break it, destroy it. Velach hazoir, and to undo it. La'asoyso, to redo it and undo it. Kedei la'asho'esek yivat la'chemutz, that the esek, that you work on it again, that it should not become chametz. Mu toiv lizoy lechatchila, but ideally don't do that. So what he's talking about over here, if you're in the middle of the preparation, and you're concerned, that, no, it's not looking good, no, and you're worried it's going to become chametz, are you allowed to now take this dough, which you plan to make matzah out of that, and it's looking a bit fishy, looking a bit dodgy, it's not quite chametz yet, but you're concerned it might end up being chametz, you're allowed to take it and take it all into your hands and start kind of knead it again and then start the process again. Are you allowed to do that or not? So Shulchan Aruch says, yes, you may. Mutal shavu v'lachso la'asoyso. You can do that. K'desha eisek yevav de la chemutz, that the working on it cancels and nullifies the chemutz. But better yet, not to do that. Why is it better not to do that? Why is it not ideal?
Breaks.
We learned earlier that the shi'as mitstafos. Yeah, very good. It's the more, yeah. She has mitzvah for us. Yeah. Okay, let us see a few Mishnah Berurah here. We've got Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Zayin. Sifkot Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. Shememah lehachmetz, it becomes chametz quicker. That was referring to which point? That was the point that if the dough is warm, it will become chametz in quicker than 18 minutes. Are we okay with that? That's such an important rule. If the dough is warm, it doesn't need 18 minutes to become chametz. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, lefize, therefore, tzorich lizoyim ma'oit, one must be very careful, le'acha she'orchu, after the matzahs have been set up and prepared, v'ridudu amatzah menichim oisah lifnei menakeh, and it's set up and prepared, and now the gentleman is about to make the holes in it, make the nikud, the holes into the matzah, she'inakeh oisah miyad, he should do so immediately. Vegam acharaniku, and also after the holes have been made, iru lerdoiso techev letanu, he should be immediately be placed into the oven. Kivun de acharshin is asku b'mach machmetzes miad. Now the dough has been worked with, and therefore you cannot leave it unattended in for shortest amount of time. Make the holes quickly and put it straight into the oven. Do not leave it because the dough is a bit warmer now. So you can't leave it. You can't leave it unattended. He has to go straight into the oven. Not so careful. Now, there's a challenge over here. And it remains a question. We said that if it's warm, it becomes chametz. What's the definition? What was the Shulchan Aruch's words? If it's warm, top line of the page. If the dough is warm, v'achashin esatzik bevotzik, v'nischamen beyodayim, then what is it, what's the halacha? If you leave it untouched, miyad machmetz, it becomes chametz immediately. If the dough is warm, it becomes chametz immediately. Define immediately. Define instantly. Define it.
That second.
So according to you, how do you make matzahs? Hand matzahs. You bake them, and then now I'm passing it on. It's going to be a split second. I mean, according to you, it's warm now. And then by the time I've passed it on to him,
miyad's not dafka then?
I wonder. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah wonders. Define miyad. It's warm. The dough is warm. We're saying that if the dough is warm, it becomes chametz instantly. So what are you going to do? Mishavu is really concerned about that. Rabbi Feingold, what do you tie now? Miyad, define miyad. So Mishavu is bothered about that.
Much better.
Machine bet is much, much better in this regard. They are never untouched.
It's cold as well.
And it's probably. What's that?
And they're easy to eat.
Ve'ef shad the miyad the koma. Pardon?
They don't break.
Ve'ef shad the miyad the koma. The Mishnah Berurah is concerned. How do we deal with the warmth of the dough? It's going to be inevitably the dough is warm. And we're saying warm matzah becomes.
Well, why is it inevitably warm?
By handling it, I don't think there's a way to keep it. I don't know. Maybe there is. I don't know. I think that. Generally, if you handle and you work on the dough, it's going to be warm. So it's fine for it to be warm, as long as it gets baked straight away. But he says it becomes chametz immediately if you don't deal with it. Immediately, miyat.
It's great that the cycle has reached this.
This time of year.
It's great that we're ahead, isn't it? Well, because like, we've got time to think. Actually, really, we should be having machine
bake. So look at that. Mishnah Berurah says. Mikol mokem lechatchil bevadi ish lezoyer melanicha kach afilu rega echad. You know, certain things you just like you're biased before you start. You know, anybody, you always find evidence for your shittas based on your shittas. You always, you know, if somebody holds a hand matzah is better, he's going to go through Shulchan Aruch finding many more eyes. Hand matzah. Somebody's got a holds of machine matzah, going to find tons of evidence for that. The person always is very biased. So he said, Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol mokum lechatchila bevad yesh lizoyim elanicha bo afilu rega." Here comes the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ev shad miyad ke'oma mechab lav dafke. He says what you're suggesting. Maybe miyad is lav dafke. You know what? Maybe immediate doesn't mean immediate. No, it's a loy mashir mut. It means a little bit of time.
Do we have any precedence for miyad not being dafke? I'm thinking of maybe Bayra. Miyad.
Oh, that's a good point.
Is that miyad also?
Very nice. We learned that miyad. He does it's miyad la'alta. Loshna gemor is la'alta. Yeah, it means. Yeah, it's a very, very, very valid comparison. Nice point. Now, there, it's What were you saying? Now, just over there is
the conditions for good from the bad.
Over
there, the word.
So what does miyad mean over there?
It means around that sort of time. You know, it could be that you could.
It's true. It depends also on the circumstances there.
Doesn't mean you have to wolf it down that minute.
Absolutely, right? As long as you're dealing with it,
you will.
It's a very good point. I really found that's a very valid. It's a very valid point that sometimes we find that miyad doesn't mean instant. It means as long as you work on it, that's also considered miyad. It's very nice. That would be a good proof. Is boiler.
Like
yeah, that's not very miyad at all. Yeah. So there is. Yeah, I see. Says better yet, not to go onto different understandings of miyad. Miyad means miyad. So it becomes chometz if you leave it and you don't bake it straight away, it's going to become chametz because the dough is warm. Him efsha, if possible. Canal borosh is if amash kusam nevir alochem. Yeah, so that's the key. That the key point over here. Vashna skim yachmitz. Yeah, the bir alocha here. Yeah. I don't know what this bialoch is. I don't. Is it like Moshe? I don't know. Yeah, it's worth looking into it. I don't think it's mamash. It doesn't look like it's going mamash on that point. Okay. To summarize, Rabbi said we learned this evening. We learned such important halachas. Indeed, we learned it. The halach is as follows: dough which is untouched becomes chametz in 18 minutes. As long as you are working on the dough, it will not become chametz. Warm dough becomes chametz immediately, whatever immediate means. If you've got two doughs which were started at the same time, one has got signs of chimutz, the other one doesn't, we still have to assume that both chametz. It becomes, if you have got more than 18 minutes, even without simonim of chimutz, it's considered chametz because over the 18 minutes. What are the signs of the dough have become chametz? What are the signs? Sign number one, the most extreme example, is if there's cracks in the dough, and somebody would eat such a dough, then it is mamash chayav koros. Dough which is turned white-ish, that is also chametz, but oichloi potu, it's a lower level, is on chayav deraisa. We learned that if a person sees that the dough becomes chametz, is worried about it becoming full chametz, he's allowed to restart it and start working on it and thereby avoiding it becoming chametz. Okay, these are the halachas for tonight.